Welcome to the Journal Podcast. I'm Molly Birchall, Communications Executive for the Chartered Insurance Institute. In this episode, we'll be hearing from Lizette Offley. In this episode of the podcast, we'll find out how the right techniques can help professionals pass their CII exams. We hear from Lizette Offley from Genius Material, who specialises in helping professionals bolster their qualifications and build their confidence while improving their job and life satisfaction. The recording is taken from a webinar that Lizette hosted, which is available on the PFS digital page. Here is Lizette.
A very big welcome to all the PFS and CII members. How to pass CII exams first time. What we'll be talking about today will apply to all your regulation exams. Here's what you'll get today. Why you forget nearly everything you learn. What to do so you pass every exam first time. And of course, by doing less work, not more. I'll show you what you've been doing wrong and why it doesn't work. And I'll show you exactly what to do instead to discover how to learn quickly and efficiently so that you pass every single exam, whichever exam it is. Diploma or advanced exams, whatever the subject matter, ROs, JOs, AFs, the lot. You'll pass each first time every time with a score of 80% or more and get your certifications in the fastest time possible. What's more, because it's not a certificate collecting box ticking exercise, but instead real learning, deep learning, you'll find you automatically retain the information forever. So in actual fact, you'll become increasingly knowledgeable by default, leaving you free to race ahead in your career and income too. I'm going to explain to you why you forget. In fact, why you're so very good at forgetting. It'll help you make sense of the experience you've had, and maybe you'll be a little kinder to yourself when you understand it's perfectly normal. That would be all fine and good, but forgetting is part of the exam problem we're experiencing. However, once you know how to compensate for that, how to learn, everything changes. Even if advisors learn nearly 100% of what they intend to, and I can guarantee they don't, but hey, let's be generous for a moment. After learning nearly 100% of what they've intended to, most have forgotten the majority of it within 24 hours. That's how forgetful we are by default. Because of the way our brains have evolved, I can show you how to make information really stay in your head and give you the tools to make it easy and fun so you'll remember 80% and more, even 6 months later and beyond. Each time you recall a memory, you strengthen the neural connections of that memory, making it easier and easier to recall each time you do so. Think about any habit or thought pattern that's become easier and easier the more you practice it. Paradoxically, though, unlike retrieving files from the computer, when the memory arrives in the part of the brain called the hippocampus, it's unstable and changeable. You see, our brains filter information all the time. Since we receive something like 10,000 bits of information a second, the brain, lucky for us, automatically takes care of it, making sense of it, and makes us aware of only the bits that are essential to our survival, number one, and interest in that moment, number two. That explains why the husband, Nige, watching the footy on TV, is so engrossed that he simply doesn't hear his wife, me, asking him if he wants a cup of tea, nor indeed a smack in the teeth, because your brain is constantly deleting, generalizing and distorting information for you without you even being aware of it. Here's what most advisors do when they study. Bet you recognize yourself here, because most people, when they sit down to study, fall into one of four camps. Camp number one, wronger writers, the writers among us. In the first camp are the people who tend to copy everything in their textbook because they're afraid of missing something important. Doesn't work. And if this is your strategy, you'll already know that too. And here's why. The more you write, the more you forget. Not much cop for exams then. Camp number two, nothing to reporters. Our typers. In the second camp are those of you who type up your notes on your computer or tablet. Research consistently demonstrates that you're using shallower processing. In other words, you're actually using less of your brain to create them. Using less of your brain makes it a lot easier to forget them. Does that sound like a good idea to you? Camp number three, don't mind readers. These peeps in the third camp are our prolific readers. They're the folk who read and read and read and reread their textbooks over and over again. I guess many of you will know this doesn't work either. If you've ever noticed you keep reading the last paragraph over and over again, only to discover you still haven't taken in a single word, then you already know. It sends your brain to sleep. Tragically, many advisors are told to read and reread their textbook by their technical trainers. Oops. Camp number four, heavy highlighters. Fans of psychedelia. And we're not talking a well-known TV cookery personality, and other TV personalities are available, my lawyer reminds me. Some folk grab a bunch of highlighter pens and go through their textbook, highlighting generously as they go, while they're no doubt attempting to colour code their book. When their textbook ends up looking like this, how does that help them to recall any of it later? I mean, really, it's a lot of effort to go to for none of it to stick ahead. Oh, actually, there is one more group of people. Camp number five, no hopers. When I'm feeling more generous, I might call them the go-it-aloners. Either way, they're the ones who've tried everything else and are now desperately trying anything, such as sleeping on the job. It's said, not by me, that if you put your textbook under your pillow at night, you'll absorb all the information unconsciously. Well, good luck with that. Don't waste your time. And please don't waste your time on the other and more common mistakes we've just looked at. And if you do indeed belong to one of these camps, the best thing you can do right now is to stop camping, because there's a better way of doing this, as you're about to discover. And I'm not talking about taking test paper after test paper either. It's a waste of time testing yourself on information that's not in your head yet. You can make better use of your time and energy. Want to know the secret? The secret is that there are three keys to learning, just three simple keys. When you know them and use them, you'll remember 80% of what you learn instead of forgetting 80%. And that's the way to learn anything. That's the way to pass exams. And that's the way to become a true expert in your field. So, are you ready to know what those three keys are? TNT. And like dynamite, blast your way to exam success. You might want to grab a pen and make a note of what I'm about to say. Key number one, time. You have to spend enough time with the information in the first place for your brain to make a pattern of it and send it to your long-term memory. The time you need will vary from person to person and from day to day, and also depending on the nature of the information you're learning. There's no shortcut. This is the first and most important step to set you up for success. Key number two, notes. You need to select the right information from the material presented to you, whether in a textbook, a video, an audio, and you need to manipulate it for yourself. The information needs to become brain-friendly to your brain, that is. In other words, to a form your brain likes. And that's why it's no good trying to emulate someone else's study strategy. We're all different. There's no one-size-fits-all. You'd better do what your brain needs you to if you're the one taking the exam. Key number three, test. Keep that information in your head by testing yourself in a quick, fun, deliberate, and particular way. If you don't get this right, you'll have wasted every single moment that you've already spent studying. No kidding, we're hardwired to forget. So even if you've got the information into your head at some point, if you're normal, and I'd hazard a guess you are, you will have started forgetting it 10 minutes after you've learnt it. Don't do that to yourself. Better that you spend your time doing something else entirely, something easier, something fun and stress-free, so not golf then. You really do have to incorporate the three parts. Otherwise, while it might look as though you're doing a good job of studying, it might even feel as though you're doing a great job. Well, you know what the upshot is. You've got the disappointing exam results to prove it. You see, your brain will try to trick you into thinking you've done enough studying, or into believing that whatever study activity you're using is the real deal, or into leaving it all to the last minute. Your brain wants you to be comfortable and to not worry about facts and figures and all that hard stuff. And that's why it's such a shock when you fail an exam again, because you know you worked hard. Well, it felt like it anyway. Surely it's better to work smart now you know better, better to do what works, and at the same time cut out any and all useless effort. Because these three keys, that's all there is to it. Learning is actually really simple and anyone can do it. That's why all my clients using my system pass their exams first time and with a score of around 80%. And remember what they've learned after the exam, so it actually becomes useful knowledge. You become even better at your job. Imagine the difference that would make. Here's the difference. Pedro passed all of these exams in just 2 months. RO4, RO2, J10, RO8, RO5, LP2 in just 2 months, and has gone on from strength to strength. So basically, you can either suffer the way your brain lets go of older information and changes that information each time you use it when it deletes, distorts, and generalizes, or you can work with it so that you develop new brain cells and strengthen the connections between them. Meet Lawrence. Learning how to learn has made such a huge difference, not just to his exam results, but also to his confidence and ability to judge when he's ready to take an exam. We had an exam date we were aiming for. Of course, being an online exam, he didn't have to wait for the next event at the exam centre. But he completely took me by surprise one day by telling me casually, oh, by the way, I sat my exam at the weekend. What? He wasn't due to take it for another couple of weeks, but no, I'd heard him right. He felt ready to take the exam, took it, and passed. And you know, he did exactly the same thing with the next exam too.
And thank you for listening to this episode of the Journal Podcast. For more podcasts and useful links, please visit thejournal.cii.co.uk/podcasts. Until next time, goodbye.